Congratulations. 3 points, top of the group, all-time leading Canadian goal scorer. Just another day at the office.
Man, special day today, you know, to, you know, obviously scoring help our country, you know, get over that hump, and you know, it was a great play by all the guys. Great team effort. Defensively, we're solid, and great vision by the special defense to Nathan, and you know, really happy with the scope of the ball put in the back of the net. So happy to get that goal in front of our fans, and in front of a great crowd for me.
Talk about the game in general. Did you think it was going to be almost like the Honduras game all over again when you were taking the play to them, but just not capitalizing on the chance?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you try not to let that creep in your mind, but you know, we just have guys with strong mentalities, and it just showed tonight. You know, we didn't get ourselves down, you know, on that, and you know, we just kept plugging away, and you know, we had one great chance and we capitalized on it. So you know, we're going into a hostile environment in Panama, and you know, hopefully we can use the same mentality and you know, grind out a point or try to get a victory away from home.
Is that the biggest one?
Oh, definitely. As of right now, hopefully I can have more special moments in the future. But right now, definitely, you know, like I said, I'm happy I got to go in front of our fans. It felt real good. Most important is that.
Can we talk about that?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, you know, we heard about the buzz around the team, punching home through the team, the policy, we need to get more fans coming out and showing the support. They can't say enough with the fans that came out and stuff.
Is that a chippier game than you guys reached?
No, I mean, that's standard. I mean, World Cup qualifiers can be like that. Every play, every ball, just, you know, the focus is there. You know, it's be like that throughout all the games. And main thing is we kept our cool, we kept our composure, and, you know, I thought they did a fantastic job of controlling it, and, you know, so hats off to him. But most importantly, our mentality is spot on.
Did you see what happened at the first game?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where, you know, emotions get in the way, the ball was under the seat, and, you know, our guys are not going to rush and bend down and throw the ball, and so it was what it was, and, you know, most importantly, I would say
that. Wayne, the other day you were sad, you were dreaming, you were a kid, and you still do. What was going through your mind
when you know, it's a great feeling, you know. You know, getting in front of the fans is even special, and you know, fans want to see us win, we want to see us win, and it's an important win tonight, and I'm just happy that I was able to contribute to that.
Wayne, how important is it that Simeon be able to be influential in things?
Yeah, I mean, Simeon's like a little spark plug, you know, he just keeps going, and he tires the defense out, and, you know, over time, it wears on the defense when he creates good chances, so, you know, we need that coming down the wings. He has great speed, he has great understanding of the game, and, you know, that's what we did well tonight.
What happened with that dust up right before the half? Is that kind of stuff you expect, you know, more of down in Panama and on the road in Honduras?
Oh, yeah, definitely, and, you know, you can expect it from both sides, and that's just the way it is. You know, we're fighting for our dreams, and we're fighting for the opportunity to clinch a spot in Brazil. So, you know, it's sometimes going to get like that, and it's going to get a little chippy. And, you know, the main thing is you got to keep a composure and you know, not get sucked into super fouls and stuff like that.
I mean, I know it's a long way away, but I'm going to do what you would do
I think it propels soccer even further. It really expanded our path. I mean, I think if you look at the grassroots level, there's more kids in soccer all over, so we'll definitely split it over. The funding that will come into that will definitely help all the grassroots program and, you know, even our national teams. And, you know, but once every time. No, I mean, again, Simeon's an experienced player, so, you know, when you see the opportunity, you penetrate and you tackle, and that's what he did. You know, he didn't ask for a whistle. He got eye contact. He played a great, fantastic ball, and, again, my focus is just keep my eye on the ball, getting over it, and putting the back of it. You know, luckily I was able to do it.
Wayne, the coach talked about how he felt there was some sort of voodoo or some sort of spell. He was almost feeling a pressure that you guys were having trouble putting the ball in the back of the net, especially here. How did you guys overcome that, and how good did it feel to break that sort of almost curse that some people were thinking about?
The main thing is, I think, he's mad. I think the mentality, you know, we didn't let ourselves And then, you know, they get to work. We kept running away and kept getting a chance. And then, you know, eventually we'll come. I mean, first time we said I wanted to hit off the poles and stuff like that. But, you know, it just shows the resilience that we have. And mentally, I think we're really tough with the team. So that week tonight even added more mental toughness.
Good luck to you, man.